Hello, Mr. Palace.
Glad to be with you, Earl. Yes, well, I want to straighten one thing out before people start pulling out their hair and screaming and mailing their children to Canada. No, Trump will not be reelected 7 times in a row, but I did write a book called How Trump Stole 2020. This is Greg Palast, and you see a lot on Democracy Now, or you read in The Guardian or in Rolling Stone, but it's How Trump Stole 2020, my new book, is not it's not a prediction. I don't have crystal balls. I don't know what the future will bring. I know he's already stolen the election, but we can steal it back. That is, we can bust the burglary. So How Trump Stole 2020 is about how he's already stolen it and what we have to do to take it back. And yes, we use the term vote suppression, Earl, but for those who know Greg Palast, I hate the term vote suppression, because you know why? Earl, if someone steals your car, you don't run out and say, my car's been suppressed. No, they're stealing the vote. And they're stealing the vote, of course, from not everyone. Melania's not having her vote stolen. Either is Andrew Cuomo. The vote is being stolen from young people and voters of color. And it ain't just a couple votes. We're talking, okay, let's start out with this. How did he already steal the vote? Because the Republican Party has already purged, removed, erased the registration of 16.7 million voters. 16.7 million voters. And that could be you. In fact, it was me. I looked up my registration here in California. I'm calling from Hollywood. And sure enough, it said Greg Palast, no such voter. What's unusual, hey, I'm an older white guy. We're a minority when it comes down to the purging game. It really is targeted to the most politically vulnerable groups. So that's what we're fighting. That's the beginning of what we're fighting. They play all kinds of games, Earl. And I told you, not only the reason Trump has already won 16, I explained how he actually won 2020. He's already shoplifted 2016. I go into details on that in the book, How Trump Stole 2020. And then I teach you how to save your vote. At the back of the book, there is something called the ballot condom, Greg and Ted's new improved ballot condom. No, Earl, you don't wrap it around the ballot. This is for safe voting. You follow the 7 easy steps to make sure your vote isn't disqualified, because there's a lot of sharks out there. And some of them are GOP, and in New York, a lot of them are DOP, the dopey Democrats. And so you better watch out. You better not cry. But before you go back in that voting booth where it's safe, you don't have to just worry about the coronavirus. You have to worry about the political virus. So that's why today, this book, this is Greg Palast. The reason I'm on the air, WBAI, with you this morning, good morning, New York, is that we need you to get a copy of How Trump Stole 2020. And you not only, and for $100 tax-deductible donation, better for WBAI than for Agent Orange, for a $100 tax-deductible donation, you get the brand new bestseller, How Trump Stole 2020 by Greg Palast. That's me. And by the way, there's inside it, you get with it a 48-page comic book by the wickedly brilliant investigative cartoonist Ted Rall. So you get the comic book and the book for a donation of $100 to WBAI. And the reason I am doing this, Earl, we can't lose BAI. It's gone through some rough times right now, more than ever. We need a station which is unbought or unbossed by any political party. We've just seen, you know, look, I'm telling you how Trump stole 2020, but look out behind you, because in New York, you have to look out for the Democrats as well. In fact, there's a chapter in here. I'm in the, just like New York is pretty much a one-party state. Greg Palast, I'm living in California, which is a one-party state, and we have an awful, you know, Bernie Sanders, as you'll read in the book, was shafted out of, are you ready, Earl? 553,000 votes, and that's in the chapter called California Reman. So in other words, I pull down the pants on both political parties, but right now you got to find out how Trump is trying to shoplift your vote. And it's not just because he's trying to lick your stamps and screw up your post office. That's just That's just a fake out. That's not what you have to worry about. That's just the beginning of the problems, are the post office. Baby, we've got some really big problems that unless we deal with it, he will be reelected. It's how Trump stole 2020 will come true, and he won't be elected. You know, I'm not even disturbed if the public reelects Trump. I mean, hey, democracy can get weird on us. But in 2016, it wasn't the people who elected him. It was vicious, racist, ballot burglary manipulation. And that's what we want to talk about. That's what you get,
Greg,
the breakdown of how Trump stole 2020.
Morning.
What's the number people call to make their donation to get how Trump stole 2020?
516-620-3602.
516-620-3602.
516-620-3602. Greg, before we get into asking folks for their money, I want to tell you that we're joined also by my co-pilot, Mr. Bernard White. Now, Bernard White is sitting in the state of North Carolina. And Bernard, in North Carolina, there was one congressional district where the vote was attempted to be stolen by a Republican congressman. Could you give us a little bit of information if you firsthand have seen or heard about this vote stealing scheme?
Well, first of all, good morning. Hey, how you doing, Greg?
Hey, good morning, Bernard.
Okay. I wanted to take a different tack a little bit. I'd like for you to, because what happens is that we look at now at voter suppression. Now it's in the news. People are talking about it. Different states people are just becoming aware of this term voter suppression. But it has a long history. Can you give some of that history of how this whole voter suppression thing has worked for the last 50 years?
At least.
Years?
It goes back even beyond that. Back in the book, How Trump Stole 2020, in fact, I talk about Jim Crow goes back to history. You know, the fight for the vote has always been here. Did you know that when the Republic was founded, it wasn't only black folk who were barred from voting in most states, and women, but also if you didn't own property, you couldn't vote. And in addition, Jews and Catholics couldn't vote. In fact, the first fight for the vote was by George Washington and Thomas Jefferson to take the oath that said that you believed in Jesus Christ and had no foreign allegiance, meaning you didn't have any allegiance to the Pope. So it stopped Catholics and Jews from voting. And that was what motivated freedom of religion clause in the Constitution. It's a long, long fight, man. But of course, today, so over the, you know, and by the way, the biggest new move, for those who know me, know Greg Palast, and if you watch my reports on Democracy Now!, you know that I really began this game of hunting for the games that they play with voters. Back in 2000, when George Bush was running against Al Gore, Al Gore supposedly lost Florida and therefore the presidency by just 537 ballots. I'm not talking electoral votes. I'm talking just 537 votes in Florida. But what I discovered, I was working with The Guardian at the time and BBC television, was that tens of thousands of people were wiped off the voter rolls on grounds that they were felons who couldn't vote in Florida at the time. But I got a hold of the list. No other, by the way, journalists even asked for the list. I got a hold of the list of the so-called felon voters. And there were 58,000 people, and next to almost every name, it said BLA, blah, blah, blah. Well, it took me a minute to figure out BLA meant black. They actually knew that they were removing, because they weren't guessing. They had the race of the voter next to the name of the voter that they were removing from the voter rolls. And here's the thing, Bernard, and here's the thing, girl, is that not a single black person on that list was an illegal ex-con voter. Their only crime was voting while black. And that is where, and they got away with it, and they got away with it because Florida was the first state to centralize its voter rolls where they could remove tens of thousands of voters of color with a push of a button. And they did it. That's how W got elected president. And they were so good at it that they rolled that around. They rolled it out across the country so that there are hundreds of thousands of people who are being removed in each state. This is what's in the book. And the book begins back in 2018. So now we go from 20 years ago, Florida, where they're wiping out tens of thousands of African-American voters. Now we go to 2018, Georgia, and it's not tens of thousands. It's now, are you ready for this? 340,134 people were illegally removed from the voter rolls of Georgia when Stacey Abrams was running for governor against Brian Kemp. Now, Brian Kemp is that redneck goober who supposedly beat Stacey Abrams by a few thousand votes. Well, he was the Secretary of State. He was the Catherine Harris of Georgia, the guy in charge of the vote. He's in charge of the vote while he's wiping out over a third of a million voters. I know he wiped out those voters illegally. I was working for Salon. I won't work for Salon again. Don't read Salon. what I did is I found out, they said all these people, third of a million people left the state. Well, I got the experts in where you live, that is people from Amazon, to say, hey, these voters haven't left. Their only crime is voting while black. And you know, I was in Atlanta. This is in the book, and you'll even see photos of it. I was in Atlanta with Christine Jordan, 92 years old, going to vote in Atlanta schoolhouse for the 50th year in a row, 50 years voting the same place. They threw her out. They said, you can't vote here anymore because you've moved. I went to her house. She's been living in this house for way more than half a century. I know that because she showed me photos of her and her cousin Martin Luther King having dinner at her house 50 years ago, just before he was murdered. So this is Martin Luther King's cousin. They can get rid of her, 92-year-old woman. They can get rid of any voter of color. And this is the game that they are playing in Georgia, and they've moved it to Ohio. They've moved it to North Carolina. They've moved, even though Democrats are in charge, they're still playing games in North Carolina. They've moved it to Florida, to Alabama. And we've got a big problem here on how they are manipulating the voter rolls and the count of the ballot. And we're all getting distracted about the post office. That ain't even the beginning of the problem. That's why I'm telling people, I'm not asking you, I'm telling you, you have to get How Trump Stole 2020 so you can steal it back, right? He's stealing something important from you. You know, it was Tom Paine who said, you know, you steal my horse, I can get another horse. You steal my vote, I can't get another democracy. So if you want this democracy to save the last dying embers of this thing called democracy in America, you got to get How Trump Stole 2020. This is Greg Palast. I wrote it. It's illustrated, includes a 48-page comic book by Ted Rall. And you're going to do that if you're by calling 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. You're going to make a $100 donation. And for $100, you're going to get the book, How Trump Stole 2020, the bestseller with the comic book by Ted Rall. Make it $150, and I'm going to throw in the DVD of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, which is my film of my investigations. And it also is starring Rosario Dawson, Ice-T, Richard Belzer, Willie Nelson, who's playing a stoner musician. Actually, it's a documentary, so it's all real. Really, we really do have Willie. And some good people, and that's for a donation of $150. You get both. So you get the book for $100, the book and film for $150 minimum donation, How Trump Stole 2020. This is Greg Palast telling you to call this number, and I want you to write it down. In fact, I want you to tattoo it on your dog, 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. 1-800-273-8102 and make your donation for your weapon of mass instruction in New York, WBAI Pacifica. I'm so proud and so happy to be with you because we're going to keep this station on the air. I don't care what it takes. Well, I know what it takes. And it takes a few people making this call right now. And I want to thank the people who've already called in to get How Trump Stole 2020 with comic book by Ted Rall. This is Greg Palast. This is my book. You can also get the film, How the Best Democracy Money Can Buy. It's a $150 donation for both, $100 for just the book. Make that call. This is Greg Palast, 516-620-3602. And if you think I'm doing a hard sell, you bet I am, because it's really getting hard out there if you don't understand what's going on. And, you know, here's some of the, you know, some of the chapter titles from How Trump Stole 2020. The End, You Are Not Guilty, The Purge in General, The Unseen Tsunami, 340,134 Lynched by Laptop, Stacey Abrams Digs In. And by the way, I do have an interview with Stacey Abrams. I try to get an interview, by the way, in the book. I try to get an interview with her opponent, Brian Kemp. So I hunted him down. He was avoiding me. I hunted him down. You'll see it in the book. Then just photos of it in the book where I finally hunt the guy down in front of a, underneath a pig. That is, he's actually literally, he's getting out of his campaign bus underneath a neon pig at a barbecue place in Noonan, Georgia. And I try to ask him questions. I say, are you removing black people from the voter rolls, Mr. Kemp, so you can steal this election? Rather than answer that question, he had me arrested. But hey, what I do to get the story. How Trump Stole 2020. This is Greg Palast reporting proudly for WBAI. Get the book, make a $100 donation, tax deductible. Better for WBAI than for Agent Orange. 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. Write it down. 516-620-3602. This is Greg Palast. Went to Ohio back in 2000. Well, I was there in 2008 and 2012 and 2016 because that's your big swing state. Now, how did it go? How did it possibly go from Obama in 8 and 12 and then flip to Trump? How does that happen? And the answer is it wasn't the voters. That's the trick. In fact, if you look in the book, you'll see just some of the Jim Crow games that are just unreal. In the book, I have a photo of me waiting in line with the members of the of an AME church for Souls to the Polls days. Now, this is a Sunday before the Tuesday election is in many areas where African Americans go after church. It's just called Souls to the Polls Day. People don't have cars, so they take the church bus. And here's what they did in Ohio. They said, "Oh, we're going to make Ohio voting very fair. We're going to have one early voting station for Souls to the Polls Day for every county. Isn't that fair? Everyone gets one polling station." Well, that meant Cleveland, with 1 million people, had one polling station and therefore a seven-hour wait. I was in Dayton, Ohio, Montgomery County. Dayton had one single polling station for 80,000 voters, early voters. 80,000, it took 5 hours. And then I drove over, you'll see in the book, you'll see the long lines in How Trump Stole 2020. There's a lot of illustrations and cartoons as well. One of the illustrations is the long line. Then I go to Toledo, Ohio, to the white suburbs of Toledo, and to see how long the lines are there. And there's exactly no line at all. In fact, it's poll workers in line to serve every voter, every white voter in the suburbs immediately, and they gave you cookies and coffee. The black folk back in Dayton were in a parking lot, outside parking lot, for 5 hours. And you have to understand, this is November in Ohio. So this is apartheid voting in America. And I want you to know it, and I want you to see it. I want you to look at the pictures and the cartoons and get the information so you can bust the burglary. We have mass vote theft going on, not by voters. This idea that there's going to be 1 million ballots mailed in from Venezuela to fix this election. No, that's the fake out. They are stealing this election, everything from long lines, massive purges of voters, and playing games by not counting ballots. And I'm not kidding. Do you know that officially, Earl and Bernard, I want to tell you, and I'm here, this is Greg Palast. I'm here with Bernard White out of North Carolina. And in New York, we've got our wonderful host, Earl with us. And good morning, New York. I want you to make a call to get this information in how Trump stole 2020. Yes, we have to raise some money for this station because you don't need it more than right now. This is when I tell you how to steal back your vote, how to save this election. One point is to keep your weapon of mass destruction in New York, WBAI, alive. And you're going to do that by making a tax deductible donation, 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. Make a $100 minimum donation. You get the book, How Trump Stole 2020, and it includes with it the 48-page comic book by Ted Rall on the art of the steal, that is stealing votes. And if you make it $150, we're going to throw in my hit film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, with Rosario Dawson. And by the way, Ed Asner is in there playing Santa Claus. How Santa Claus shows up in a documentary, well, you're just going to have to see for yourself by calling 516-620-3602. You'll get a DVD. And by the way, I'm going to throw in a download link for you for some of those who don't have those old DVD players. So you get a DVD or a download link for the film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. That's if you put up $150, you'll also get the book, or $100, just get the book, How Trump Stole 2020. This is Greg Palast saying, I want you to make that call now. No, don't tell me that you can't, that you're driving and you can't make the call, because I know that you're in quarantine. So don't fool me. Make the call, 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. And if I sound like I'm selling you a Barca Lounge or late at night on TV, it's because I believe in BAI. No one pays me to do this. I take time out of a tough schedule, but it's so important to me to keep WBAI, your weapon of mass destruction, in New York, on the air. Do it.
Okay, Greg.
And you, go ahead, Bernard.
Greg Palast?
Yes.
Yeah, the reason why I asked you about that going back is because if we are really going to fix it, because there's a long history of getting keeping power, and yes. That's what suppressing the vote is all about, or eliminating the vote, or eliminating the voter roll. If we're going to straighten this out, we have to understand that this is a feature of American democracy. It has been happening throughout the since voting became possible. And if we understand that, then we'll do what's necessary to eliminate the possibility of it happening. Because as long as it's, you know, the mechanisms are there for it to be put into place, it'll continue to happen.
That's absolutely correct. We have to know how they're stealing this thing so you can bust the burglary completely. So, for example, you know, African Americans often go into polling stations and are not given ballots, but given something called provisional ballots. Now, what the hell is a provisional ballot? The answer is, if they don't like your ID, they don't like your signature, they don't like something, or they say you've been purged from the voter rolls, so your name isn't there anymore. You go, what? I've been voting here for, 12 years. What are you talking about? No. You're not going to get that a regular ballot. They're going to give you a provisional ballot. They'll say, oh, we're going to count that later. It's provisional. Well, here's the truth. 2.5 million voters were shunted to provisional ballots in 2016. 925,000 of those ballots, and that's almost a million, were never counted, disqualified. Now, whose ballot is that? Well, if you're African American, the chance you will be shunted to a provisional ballot, which won't be counted, is 282% higher than if you're white. If you're Asian American, it's 284% higher to get a provisional bouncing no count ballot than if you're white. And if you're Hispanic, Latinx voter, the chance is 300% higher that you'll get one of these bouncing ballots than if you're white. And by the way, women are twice as likely as men to be handed a provisional ballot. So you see how the game is played, and it goes through age and everything else. So there's a million votes of mostly people of color that were not counted. And by the way, in that pile of not counted ballots is the Hillary Clinton presidency. Whatever you think of Hillary Clinton, if you counted all the ballots, she won. But they didn't count all the ballots. And not only that, they disqualified 1.9 million other ballots, mostly mail-in ballots. You know, you think, oh, I mail in my ballot, they count it. That don't happen in America, my friends. That's why you got to get How Trump Stole 2020. This is Greg Palast telling you, I need you to get the book now. By the way, I don't make a dime off the book. Certainly, I don't make dime from what you donate to BAI. But even when you buy it otherwise, I have a not-for-profit foundation, and all the proceeds go there, so I can keep digging into these games that these people played. But you're right, Bernard. I mean, this goes way back. This, you know, Trump didn't invent the art of the steal of voting. Not even close. It's been, and by the way, the Democratic Party of New York, when you talk about ugly, apartheid, racist vote suppression, it's pretty hard to beat New York City. And by the way, get the book, then pass it on. I don't care. I don't need the royalties. What I want you to do is get the book and get your station. Make that 100, you know, instead of enriching Amazon, I mean, go and support your weapon of mass destruction, WBAI, by making a $100 donation to get How Trump Stole 2020. Get two copies. I know it's a $200 donation. We need it at WBAI. When I say we, because I feel that positive signal of truth, even on the other side of America, where I'm speaking to you from Hollywood. So you want How Trump Stole 2020. This is Greg Palast, illustrated with a 48-page comic book by the wonderful Ted Rall. That's $150, $100 donation. Make it $150, and we'll throw in both the DVD and a link to The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, the film that showed how they shoplifted 2016. Now, once you get the two books, because I want you to make a $200 donation, get two books, you're going to send one to your pinhead cousin in Florida who thinks that Trump actually won in 2016, as opposed to shoplifting the election, because I give you the details. And if you know what happened in 16, we can stop the steal in 2020. And again, it's not whether you're for or against Trump, whether you love or hate Kamala Harris or Sleepy Joe. Hey, I have no problem with America taking a nap for 4 years. We've had too much excitement as it's been. It's okay. That's not the point. It's not who you're for. It's talking about that we're for democracy. And by the way, for those who think New York doesn't count, I just want to remind you a few things. Number one, there's more than the presidency of the United States on those ballots. Don't forget that. We've got a lot of offices. And if you don't get if you want your voice heard, I'm sorry. I know you may think, well, one vote doesn't count. One vote counts an awful lot. Again, the presidency of the United States was determined by just 537 votes. And by the way, that wasn't our closest election. Out of over 100 million votes, 500 vote difference was not our closest election. It was our third closest. And this is what we have to be careful of. A couple votes makes a giant difference because of especially the way the states are broken up. Plus, you get this information, you send it out to your buddies. And there's, like, for example, I have a whole section on mail-in voting called Mail-In Madness.
I thought that 2000 election was decided by one vote.
In a way, it was decided by one vote on the Supreme Court because in Bush v. Gore, five justices, or should we call them injustices, voted to make Bush president and ignore any chance of challenging that so-called 500-vote victory. So you're right. It came down to one vote. And you'll see how a 5-4 decision in June of 2018, this is in the book, I'm not going to give everything away, paved the way for a massive, massive, massive steal of votes, massive erasure of people who are being accused, in effect, of voting while black. That's what's going on. We've got apartheid election here now. That doesn't mean you can't beat the steal. You can, but you have to know what it is. You got to call it out. You have to overwhelm it. And by the way, there's a whole chapter called Don't Steal Your Own Vote. And if you don't vote, you've just stolen your own vote, period.
And well, you know, my major interest is in structural change. And your vote allows folks to know how this operates, so how prolific it is. And then the task is to go about making a change that would eliminate the possibility of this happening, because it's happening in different ways in different places, but it all has the same result.
Yep.
And that is to suppress, to stop the vote, to maintain power. So we have to understand how the mechanism so we can throw something in the gears.
Well, and can I talk to you about a mechanism that from the book? I have a chapter in How Trump Stole 2020 called Michigan Michigas. Now, Earl and Bernard, you know that supposedly Donald Trump won the state of Michigan, which is Detroit, Motown, right? State of Michigan, UAW, auto workers. How does Trump win Michigan? By 10,000 votes out of 5 million. How did this happen? The answer is by not counting, are you ready for this? 75,355 ballots in Detroit. I want to say that again. 75,355 ballots were never counted because people filled out paper ballots, but they get read by scanning machines. And in Detroit in 2016, 87 scanning machines broke down in Detroit. 87 scanning machines. So what happened is that in 87 precincts, people could not get their votes counted in Detroit. Now you tell me, 75,000 ballots not counted in Detroit. Did Trump win Michigan by 10,000 votes? Yeah, if you don't count black ballots, he wins. And this is a story in the book. And so I actually flew to Michigan for Democracy Now, by the way. And by the way, if you want your Democracy Now, not later, you better support WBAI, right? 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602 to get the book, $100 donation, How Trump Stole 2020. Make it $150, we'll throw in the film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. And 75,000 ballots not counted in Detroit. Now, here's the interesting thing. We heard that Jill Stein was paying for a recount of the ballots in Michigan. Not true. Jill Stein, the Green Party. No, the Green Party was actually trying to count those ballots out of Detroit that were never counted. And by the way, the city of Detroit had asked for new vote counting machines. They knew that those machines were going to break down. They knew it in advance. They asked the governor for the money for the new machines. I remember Detroit in 16 is basically an occupied territory. Detroit had gone bankrupt because of the collapse of the auto industry. They bailed out the banks behind the auto industry, but they never bailed out Motown. They never bailed out the city. So the city went bankrupt. They were under occupation by the Republican governor who sent a manager in, and the Republican's manager said, no, you're not getting new vote counting machines. Oh, what a shame. Black people don't get their ballots counted. Oh, we're in tears, right? This is the games that they play. It's ugly. It's racist. And in some ways, they're even more dangerous than guys in the white hoods. Klansmen killed people. Klansmen beat people. Klansmen terrorized people. But these people knock out thousands of voters at the push of a button. And that is kind of mass racism in action, you know, computerized and juiced up in cyberspace.
And this shows that racism is deleterious or has a negative effect on everybody.
Yeah.
Because it is the racism that got Trump in.
Yeah, because look, there's not enough orange people in America to elect this guy. Or as I say in the book, if you look at the demographics, just not enough old white guys, because that's his demographic. And that's a minority now. So they have to get rid of the non-white guys and the non-old guys. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're doing. And the book lays out all the ways that they do it. And by the way, I know Noam Chomsky called the book scary. He recommends you get it too. Hey, Noam. And so does, and Amy Goodman says it's very funny. And Josh Fox says it's effing hilarious. I can't say what he said, but so I didn't write the book to be this long, painful drudge of terrible things that happened to you and your vote. And you know those stories. I'm giving you the details, but with the humor that will help you get through the book and even the comic book, 48 pages in the middle of it, by Ted Rall. The reason I'm pushing this so hard is that I'm pushing for you to support your station. I know you've thought about it, you know, many times. Yeah, I ought to give some money to BAI, and you never get around to it. You know what? This is the moment. I'm telling you, this is Greg Palast telling you, this is the moment. And we're making it easy and fun. Fun. I'm not kidding. Anyone who donates, I'm so happy about this. I don't do this for any other station, but for WBAI, I'm going to sign these books. So these will be signed copies. How Trump Stole 2020. This is Greg Palast. I'd love to personalize this and sign it to you, John and Harry and Linda and the other people who've donated, and thank each and every one of you. I will sign it to you personally. How Trump Stole 2020. And if you make that $100 donation, and a couple of you have said also for the $150, that gets you, and I'll sign that too, the DVD of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. And I'll send you a download link, because if you don't have an old DVD player or a new DVD player, you'll get the link as well. 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. Make that call. Get the book, How Trump Stole 2020. Get two books, plus the film at $200, but make it $100, you get one book, $150, you get the book and the film. And I want you to call, because really, no joke, I know, you know, some of say, oh, BAI is always crying wolf. I'm telling you, you will miss this station. You know, I told people in Dallas, Pacifica Station, KCHU, Kachu, which was your Pacifica sister in Dallas. And we got on the air and we said, if you don't donate, you're going to lose your station. And Kachu was just blown away and has never come back. So that Pacific, your Pacifica sister station in Dallas, is gone forever. Don't let that happen in New York, for gosh sakes. Call 516-620-3602. This is no joke. 516-620-3602. We truly need it right now. That's why I'm calling in from the West Coast and offering these gifts, because I cannot imagine losing my weapon of mass information. People know I wear that fedora, and the fedora does all the work. But yes, it's old-fashioned gumshoe investigative reporting. And by the way, that's because before I was an investigative reporter, I was actually an investigator. I worked for the Attorney General of New York and the Attorney Generals of several states. And I worked internationally, worked for the U.S. Justice Department. And so I have long history in digging into the creepy criminal activities of some of America's most well-heeled scumbags. And that's how I'm able to write this book, How Trump Stole 2020. And by the way, you have to follow the money. Vote theft ain't cheap. One of the things I do is bust the billionaires behind the ballot burglary. And in the book, we have the follow. I have a chapter called Follow the Chainsaw.
Tell us more.
Yeah. Well, like, for example, in How Trump Stole 2020, in the chapter Follow the Chainsaw, I told you about how I was hunting down this scamp, Brian Kemp, who stole the election from Stacey Abrams by removing black people from the voter rolls. Well, but you know what? Vote thievery ain't cheap. Where did this guy come from? And it turns out he is a guy who sells paper pulp. Who does he sell his pulp wood to in Georgia? Well, who's a Georgia Pacific Corporation, which is your toilet paper, your biggest toilet paper company. But who is Georgia Pacific? Georgia Pacific is Coke Industries. It's the Koch brothers that found this guy and loaded him up with the cash to do the Jim Crow operation. They were also joined by a group called Georgia Power, which was trying to sell a hot piece of junk called the Vogtle nuclear plant to the state of Georgia. Stacey Abrams said, we're not going to buy this nuclear plant. It's going to cost like a couple thousand dollars per family in Georgia to have this nuclear junk. She said no, but Kemp said, yes, he was willing to reach into poor Georgians' pockets to pay for this nuclear plant, because they were funding his operation. And on top of it, he then took a Georgia Power executive, Kelly Loeffler, and made her you know, appointed her to the United States Senate. Kelly Loeffler is now running for re-election. She's from the board of Georgia Power, this super rich lady, also known for her kind of racist commentaries too. So this is who you're getting. Remember, it's not just Jim Crow racism. It's about the money. Because these billionaires, they're not Democrats, they're not Republicans. They're just billionocrats. They just want to have control, and therefore they can't have people like Stacey Abrams who questioned their crazy billion-dollar boondoggles that she doesn't want the public to pay for. It wasn't that they didn't like the color of her skin. They didn't like the color of her views, which is to protect the public from the marauders. That's what's going on. That's what's behind the vote theft. And those are the stories, by the way, including a picture of Brian Kemp with his chainsaw in How Trump Stole 2020. This is Greg Palast. I wrote the book just for WBAI listeners. I really did think about how the BAI people would be reading and enjoying this book. How Trump Stole 2020, with a comic book by New Yorker Ted Rall, who included a 48-page comic book that's a $100 minimum donation if you call 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. $100 minimum donation. If you're unemployed, if you're a student, you should make it $300 because you really need this station. Okay, $100 minimum donation gets you the book. Make it $150 and you get the film, the DVD with a download link, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. And better than that, you get not only do you get a tax deduction, but you get WBAI, Justice Radio, radio for the 99%. This is your station. That's why we're on the air here. There are no Koch brothers. This is not the petroleum broadcast system. We can't turn to Chevron, which is, by the way, the number one official corporate sponsor of the PBS NewsHour. Who is your official corporate sponsor at WBAI, by the way?
Listeners.
That's it. No corporation, nothing. They're not brought. WBAI is not brought to you by Archer Daniels Monopoly. It's not brought to you by your local happy hedge fund. It's not brought to you by Koch Industries. It's not brought to you by anyone but you. But here's the thing. If you're our sponsor, time to pony up, get that tax deduction, have your station. You know, we always talk about how guys like the Koch brothers. And if you're listening, Paul, if you're listening, Mr. New Yorker, Paul, the Vulture Singer, who's a multi-billionaire marauder who is exposed in the book. This is your station. This is not the Vulture stations. It's not the Koch brothers station, but we're always complaining that these billionaires aren't paying their fair share. How about you pay your fair share? My good listeners, you pay your fair share. How about a matching grant of $1,000? Listen, I was just on your sister station, KPFA. We just got in the middle of the program, a $1,500 matching grant. Let's match the matching grant at WBAI. You're really going to let those guys on the left coast shame you? Someone there has $1,500 and they were thinking of buying some cool pair of shoes with some endangered species feathers on them. I got a better idea. How about an endangered radio station, WBAI? Make that call, 516-620-3602. $100 gets you How Trump Stole 2020 with the Ted Rall comic book, and $150 gets you the book and the film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. And if you heard the special offer, the secret offer before, I won't repeat it again, two books for $200 with the film. Make that call, 516-620-3602. I wrote this book for you, my friends. You got to read it. You got to save your vote. And at the back of the book, again, there's the ballot condom. No, you don't wrap it around your ballot, but you do follow the 7 steps so you don't steal your vote again. Let's try letting the voters pick the president this time. That means calling 516-620-3602. Can you imagine what would happen if we lose WBAI? And that's, you know what? Again, we often cry. You know, you guys say, you guys are crying wolf. No, 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 no. We're not crying wolf. It's the wolf behind me. You hear that heavy breathing? That's the wolf breathing on my microphone. Okay? This is it. 516-620-3602. You get the book, $100 donation, How Trump Stole 2020, and it includes the 48-page comic book by Ted Rall. And let me tell you something else, my good friends. Okay? You're going to find out. You know, you're also going to get the lowdown on Chris Kobach. You know, we just had The Wall. He's the guy who is the lawyer for We Build the Wall. He's also Trump's vote thief in chief, which is why he was not busted with Steve Bannon. Because remember, you had all these criminals pocketing these poor rubes' money who were giving money. You know, in a way, it's hard to be sympathetic for the people who ripped off. Or they're giving money to build this goofy wall in the middle of, you know, like a mile-long wall in the middle of the New Mexico desert to, you know, keep out the illegal aliens, right? So, you know, maybe they deserve to be fleeced. But the truth is, Steve Bannon and his cohort, Chris Kobach, were cranking these people. Kobach made almost $400,000 at the wall, ripping off these people who are donating for this fake wall on the border. You get these stories. You want the real story of who is this guy, Chris Kobach? And you see me confront him. Again, I went undercover. It was a very funny way going undercover. You'll see that there's Greg Palast, one of those local TV network microphones with the number 4 on a cube on it, you know, like for blind witness news. And so I look like a local TV reporter, and I jump the guy.
At the ice cream event?
That's right. And so what happens, I caught up with Chris Kobach. He was trying to hide from me. So I catch up with him. I find that he's doing an ice cream social in a public park, so he can't avoid me. And I literally flew in a combat photographer from France, because I didn't know this guy actually owns an automatic weapons company, by the way. While he was Secretary of State, he actually created an automatic weapons company. And so, and plus he went around campaigning with a 50 caliber machine gun bolted to the top of his Jeep. Can you believe? I'm not kidding. So I went there with a combat photographer because I didn't know what the heck was going to go on. And I confronted him with the evidence from inside his secret files, which I got a hold of, on how they were wiping out voters of color, in particular Hispanic and Asian American voters, who are the new target of vote suppression. You know, black folk have been put in, you know, have been dealing with vote suppression and getting their vote blocked for decades. Now we have a new attack on Asian American voters and especially the rising Latinx community. And you'll get the information on exactly how they do it. One of the ways that they do it, by the way, you'll love this one. You'll love this one, Bernard. Chris Kobach created a list that he passed out to Republican voting officials of people who are registered in more than one state. And believe it or not, they found a Jose Garcia in Kansas and a Jose Garcia in Georgia and a Jose Garcia in Alabama. And they said, obviously, it must be the same person. They're all named Jose Garcia. The middle names are different, but hey, I can't make this up. It's so insane. It seems so ridiculous. But do you realize that 1.1 million people, including a lot of people named Jose Garcia, lost their vote in 2016. That's how Trump supposedly won. Not, he wasn't chosen by the voters, and he was chosen by the tricks. I'm not saying, we know he lost the popular vote, but I'm saying if you counted the votes that were disqualified in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, he didn't win. Trump didn't win. We can't let the election be stolen again. I don't care who you're for or against. You can't let this election be stolen again.
Can't let it be stolen again.
Fair play.
Can't let the whole mechanism for stealing continue to exist.
That's right. We got to put it down now. 516-620-3602. That's what you can do. I know you say, well, what does saving the vote have to do with getting this book and saving this station? Well, where else? There's going to be violence, I'm telling you right now. I'm not trying to foment it. I'm just calling it out.
Agreed. There's going to be
violence on November 3rd. Violence on November 4th, 5th, 6th, 8th, 12th. As those ballots are being opened, they're going to try to stop the count. You have to understand what's going to happen. That's why you need How Trump Stole 2020. This is Greg Palast. I wrote this book as a way to protect yourself, including the ballot condom at the back so you can protect your own vote. 516-620-3602. This is Greg Palast saying, I want you to get my book, How Trump Stole 2020. I don't make money off doing this at all. But you'll also get the comic book by Ted Rall, 48 pages in that comes with the book. And you'll get And if you make it a $150 donation, you get the film, The Best Democracy, Money Can Buy. I'll throw in a download link for that in case you don't have a DVD player. You get both the DVD and a download link, but you can only do it if you call 516-620-3602. And by the way, I'm going to personalize this book to you. So John and Harry and Linda, the other people who called, you're going to get it. I'm going to make it out specifically to you. I don't do this for any other station. You just usually just get the book, but I want to make this, I'm going to send it myself personally, and you're going to get it personally as a gift from me to say thank you for supporting your weapon of mass instruction in New York, WBAI 90.5 FM on your dial, 516-620-3602. I'm telling you, you're calling it now, 516-620-3602. You said you were going to give to BAI. Yeah, someday, some way. Yeah, yeah, I've heard that. I've heard it. Cut it out. You're going to make the call now, 516. No more stalling, 516-620-3602. You step up. You say, I'm with you, Greg Pallas. I'm with you, Bernard. I'm with you, Earl. This is the wake-up call, and we mean it's time to wake up and make the call. 516-620-3602. $100 minimum donation gets you the brand-new bestseller with the comic book, How Trump Stole 2020 by Greg Pallas. That's me. I'm getting hysterical about it because I need more people. I need to hear those phones ring. I need to hear the phones ring now. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Make the call right now. This is vitally important. This is the moment. I'm not going to be coming back for this. This is the moment I'm with you to give you this gift, How Trump Stole 2020. $100 minimum donation. Make the call or go to WBAI.org. Ask for the Palace Pack, which is the book and the film, How the Best Democracy Money Can Buy. We have to protect ourselves, our vote, our nation. This is how you do it. You're going to take the information from the book, and if something strikes you as funny, weird, interesting, helpful, amazing, you're going to copy it. You're going to shoot it out to your friends in Iowa and Alabama. And by the way, there's a lot of information for people around the country. You know that if – are you ready for this, Earl? In Alabama, to send in your mail-in vote, you have to notarize your ballot. Notarize your ballot. Or have two witnesses sign it in the middle of a pandemic. This is the games that they're playing. And you say, well, Alabama, who cares? It's a Republican. No, no, no. Alabama, there's a tight race for the U.S. Senate. Doug Jones, a Democrat, is fighting for his life. And they're going to try. He was elected by an overwhelming turnout by African-American women. And they're going to try to stop those African-American women from voting. They're going to try to stop them from voting by mail, by not, you know, and they're going to try to disqualify their ballots if they don't have two signatures or a notary. And, you know, a place like Wisconsin, you have to have, you're going to have to mail in your photo ID to vote, or a photocopy of your photo ID in several states, including Wisconsin. Michigan also requires, or Minnesota requires a witness signature. I have a section called Emergency Alert. This is about the mail-in voting, because this book is fresh. Usually you write a book a year in advance of publication. This book was finished a couple of weeks ahead of publication because I wanted to get the latest stuff, including how to protect your mail-in vote. Understand, you can, but do you know that 1 in 5 mail-in votes is never counted? 1 in 5, 22%, according to the MIT Caltech study, 22%. How do you end up, how do you make sure that your vote is not one of the 1 in 5 not counted? And that's what I want you to be aware of. And for example, a lot of states don't have stamps. They aren't pre-stamped envelopes. So that, for example, in Ohio, are you ready? 100,000 people, 100,000 people lost their mail-in ballots in 16 for postage due. So, well, if you're in New York, they pre-stamp it. And that's a problem too. Don't ever give your, by the way, don't give your ballot to the post office. Do not bring it in to a voting center or your county elections board, or a Dropbox, but do not give it to the post office, in New York especially. Just so you know, 12,000 ballots in the congressional race between Maloney and Patel, the Justice Democrat, 12,000 ballots were disqualified because people listened to Andrew Cuomo. People listen to Bill de Blasio. And you should understand that when Bill de Blasio and Andrew Cuomo are speaking to you, they are lying. But they convinced a lot of people to mail in their ballots. Say, oh, mail in your ballots. It's completely safe. Then the Democratic machine, after people mailed in their ballots, challenged 24,000 ballots because they didn't have a postmark. You know why they don't have a postmark? The post office does not automatically postmark any mail which is pre-stamped. So you had thousands and thousands of ballots which the Democratic Party had disqualified because they told people to mail in their ballot, and when they did, and the post office didn't postmark it because they don't postmark pre-stamped mail, they said, oh, those ballots aren't postmarked. Throw them out. So Democrats will try to steal your vote just as much as Republicans, and especially when it comes to primaries. Republicans are specialists at removing voters of color in general elections. The Democrats are specialists at removing voters of color in primary elections. That was a Jim Crow election in New York City this past primary, by any measure. And so this book will protect you from Democrats and Republicans. Talk about a twofer, How Trump Stole 2020. This is Greg Palast. I wrote it to save your miserable stinking vote and you and your cousin. And there's a comic book by Ted Rall in the middle. So if you're not into
thank you, sir. Thank you.
Bernard, I was just going to tell you, I do in fact have a whole section on North Carolina where you had a little Catherine Harris running the vote there. Her name was Kim Strake, just got bounced out of her job. I've been investigating that scamp for Democracy Now, for The Guardian, for Rolling Stone. And so there's all kinds of games that were played in North Carolina. But one thing that's interesting, and the story of North Carolina, is that you still had a Democrat win despite all the Jim Crow tactics for governor, which means they can't steal all the votes all the time. By the way, if I thought that How Trump Stole 2020 is the title of the book, if I thought we couldn't steal it back, if we couldn't bust the burglary, I wouldn't bother writing the book. I would just, you know, go to the beach and say, I'm here in California, just go to the beach and say, forget it. You know, just put on some suntan oil and let America burn. But I can't do that because we can take it back. So I'm raising the alarm, and you got to help me raise the alarm. And the only way I can raise the alarm is if I have this voice. You're not going to hear me on National Petroleum Radio. You're not going to hear me on the petroleum broadcast system. You know, I've been lobbing my stories from Europe in BBC television, lobbing my stories across. But who then picks them up? WBAI. That's the only place you're going to hear this voice bust the bad guys and bust the billionaires, because the other stations, the so-called not-for-profit stations, rely on the billionaires, and they're not going to take them on. WBAI will take on the billionaires for you. Isn't that worth something to you? You know, you buy health insurance, you buy auto insurance, you buy fire insurance. How about insurance against billionaire marauders? And that insurance plan is called WBAI. And go to WBAI.org or call this number. Get ready, pull out your credit card, because you're going to make a $100 minimum donation. Get the book, How Trump Stole 2020, with the comic book by Ted Rall. The book's written by me, Greg Palast. And you're going to call 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. I want you to make that call now. I ain't kidding about this. I'm putting in my time. I'm putting in my effort. I'm donating stuff. I don't know what else to do. Do I have to really show up at your door with my gloves and mask and say, you know what? You've been listening to BAI for how many years now? Isn't it time you donate? And for those who do it every year, bless you. Bless you, because you're the people that are going to save this sorry nation and this sorry planet. You're going to do it. And this is your antidote to Agent Orange, to the Trump-demic. Call 516-620-3602. Greg Palast telling you 516-620-3602, and you're going to get How Trump Stole 2020, the brand new best-selling book with comics by Ted Rall, for a $100 minimum donation. Then we go to 150, and you'll get the film as well, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, in two forms, a DVD and the download. And I'm going to sign the book to you. So, Harry, You wanted that book? Or listen, great Mother's Day gift. That's only like 11 months away or whatever. Get it now. And let me know and I'll make it out to your mom. Okay. Make that call. 516-620-3602 right now. This is Greg Palast with Wake Up Call. Are you waking up?
Well, Greg, I'm glad that you wrote the book. I think that we can benefit from it by reading and understand how that whole mechanism works. Because in order to dismantle it, you have to know how it works. And you lay out in the book the various ways that it's worked in different states, all for the same, with the same result. So I'm hoping that people do get the book, that they read it, and that maybe they want to make this what they do for the rest of their lives or with their lives. Try and stop voter suppression, because it is very important. It affects everybody, not just the Black community, not just the Latin community. It affects everyone.
That's correct.
Because what'll happen is we'll get the kind of leadership that's able to control the process, and not those that are worthy of our support. So hopefully people will call 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. And take out a subscription, make a donation. Do what you can to help keep WBAI alive, because this is one of those periods where the station is really, really needed. We have some important things to do, really, really important. And as long as we're here, we can help in the organization of people to get things done. So if you're interested in that, call 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. It's very important that you that you support WBAI right now, especially during this period. This is an important period, and we need a voice that's going to talk to the people, let the people talk, and find out exactly what they can do to change this situation that we find ourselves in. 516-620-3602. Errol?
And Bernard, every penny, every nickel, every dime count today.
Okay, Greg, we want to thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah. And yep. I think it'll go a long way to help WBAI.
Well, I really do hope. This is Greg Palast. Glad to be with you this morning. And please, you can also catch me, my reports at gregpalast.com. And of course, you can hear me on Wake Up Call, on Democracy Now, and other great WBAI shows, assuming you're helping out and picking up your copy of How Trump Stole 2020. That's by me, Greg Palast, with my comic book artist, 48-page comic book included with it by Ted Rall, and the number to call. And let's hear those phones ringing as we go out. 516-620-3602, WBAI 90.5 on the dial. Your weapon of mass destruction in New York